I'm now joined in the studio with director of Paddington St. Closh Gallery, Kitty Clark. Kitty, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
So, how does a gallery make its money?
Well, there are a couple of key factors that play into the success of a gallery. One thing is definitely we need great artists. Mm-hmm. Artists who believe in their work and are willing to actively participate and be involved are really important. And of course, finding the right audience to share the work with. Artists are our bloodline.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
How much money does a gallery make per exhibition?
Well, every exhibition varies and it is a complete gamble.
Right.
It's particularly tough for artists doing work that is not necessarily deemed as commercial.
Oh, right. Okay.
However, I feel the importance of supporting these artists sometimes and their work, so I'll take a chance.
Beautiful.
On those I see potential in. The cash flow part of it, the cash flow is definitely tight at times with considerations of wages, rents, opening events,
right,
installations, and general day-to-day amenities.
Mm-hmm.
We started out running our business at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, though, we started to break even and only now turning a modest profit.
Oh, beautiful. Well, congratulations. Starting a business can be hard, you know.
Yeah.
So what's the process of an artist contacting the gallery? Do they contact the gallery or does the gallery contact them? Or
A bit of both.
Okay, cool.
The process is consistent both ways.
Beautiful.
The artist will submit a really strong artist statement, sample imagery and proposed works for exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
We also assess the submissions and then move forward from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's beneficial that the artist has a website and social media profile that presents well.
Beautiful, yeah.
And then sometimes I also search through Instagram for artists with a specific aesthetic I am looking for group shows.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a good painter. I like painting, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
If I said, I'd love to have an art gallery, for example,
yep,
would that be sort of like a testing kind of thing?
On our website, it explains the submission process.
Beautiful,
you know,
yeah.
Please send along your artist statement, all those things I've just listed, some sample imagery, proposal for a show. I'm happy to listen to new ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, how is the gallery market? Like, is it competitive?
It's very competitive.
Yeah.
So art tends to be a luxury item and the selection of its art is discretionary.
Mm.
And however, in Paddington, we have the highest concentration of galleries in Australia.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, yeah. The area is quite artsy and, you know, yeah.
So it makes the area obviously very competitive, but it also has its advantages because everybody goes there to look for art. Although a physical space is important as well, in the age of digital media, as we all know, there's less need for customers to walk through the door. The internet has become a valuable showcase for a lot of galleries that don't even have a gallery space. So that means we have to work extra hard to, you know, build in our online presence to be, and then to ensure that we're an attractive space. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Speaking of areas and stuff like that, each area around Sydney or wherever has its own kind of demographic. And so the people in Paddington who go to art exhibitions will like a certain type of art than, let's say, the people in Drummoyne will like or won't like. Can a gallery, according to each area, reject an artwork if it doesn't conform to the demographic of the area?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to offer your clients your market, what they want.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they're looking for. But also, as I said, I'm open to new ideas. If I see something fresh that I might want to test out the waters in my area to see if it works, I might put it into a group show.
Mm. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a solo exhibition.
Where there's extra pressure. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. What would be a word of advice for someone who wants to start up their own gallery?
Location is key.
Yep.
For us, the importance of location has played a big part, and it's been quite significant.
As wonderful.
You've been there, it's on a corner, high traffic, high walk through. It's on the 389 bus route from North Bondi.
That's right, yeah.
Apparently, I've heard it's Malcolm Turnbull's favourite bus route as well.
So oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, well, that helps.
Yeah. So a clear and consistent vision of your brand. It has to reflect in all aspects similar to any other brand.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding your market and industry, of course. Capital to cover a few months' cost when you first start up. Stay true to your passions. So you really believe in what you love and what you like, and that's how you sell it. which goes back to your brand again.
Yeah.
Perseverance and patience. It's a very long road.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I'm be open to new ideas, of course.
100%.
So you've got to be, you know, open to change.
That's right.
Yeah, adapt.
Be dynamic.
Be dynamic, yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. I think one of the fun questions we want to ask is, what's the most outrageous artwork that's ever, you know, been shown at the St. Cloche Gallery?
Well, as mentioned, I am open to new ideas, mm-hmm, and fresh concepts.
Fabulous.
Like, just go for it.
Yeah.
I'm all ears. So a street artist once proposed to paint a mural from top to bottom, floor to ceiling, every single nook and cranny of the gallery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And also wanted to fill a shopping trolley, mm-hmm, full of rubbish and spray paint it black as part of the installation.
Oh, that is outrageous.
That is outrageous, especially in Paddington. And my aesthetic is fairly, you know, clean,
yeah,
lines.
Clean, yeah, yeah.
But in the end, we compromised, and he printed fabric of his street art onto fabric and then put up on the walls.
How did that go down?
Yeah, it was one of our most successful exhibitions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fresh ideas.
We compromised,
yeah, no,
and we got there, and it was great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was talked about a lot. Yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.